I'll try to.
November 16th, continue.
One thing you will all try to understand, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the reason for his coming, there were very many, but one reason was also that he wanted to preach the Kaliyuga's dharma, Naam Sankirtan. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, this is also secondary reason. The primary reason is, this is not primary reason. Mukha, the main reason, primary reason is to face the Radha Pranay Mahima. These two are the main reasons. These two primary reasons to taste the Radharani's pranay, her moods and emotion, this is the main reason. And second reason, to preach Rag Marg.
Mahaprabhuji,
that he preached this Naam Sankirtan,
this
through Mahavishnu also, this could have been established. This was not the primary reason that he came for. Similarly, those people who think that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also came here to preach Naam and Sankirtan, he preached, this is the only their understanding, this is only glory, this is wrong. Naam Sankirtan, through the medium of Naam Sankirtan, he preached Rag Marg. This is whatever his purport he is writing in Chaitanya Charitamrita, whatever scriptures he has commented on, this is what he wanted to give, Rag Marg, for the jivas. How is it possible? That is why he, through the medium of Naam Sankirtan in the world, he wanted to preach this, but because of unqualified people amongst all his disciples, maybe anybody, no one could have taken this in those days. He preached Naam Sankirtan in the world, everybody considered this to be primary reason. Everybody. One time in an assembly I said that all his disciples who were there from Vrindavan, everybody became disturbed. He preached Naam all over, but they cannot understand through their brains, through their intelligence, that actually he had not come for this. The main reason of his was to preach Rag Marg. What other things happened? It happened automatically. We also, under the guidance of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, under their all their associates, everybody, all of them come here to preach this thing only, especially me. People say that Shila Narayan Maharaji, he speaks as if concerning Radharani's topics, he speaks in such a way that, but I say, all of us Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya, they are preaching. Some Rupa Sanatan stream should not stop, and that is why preaching this all over. That is why Swamiji's main aim was also this. You must understand this also. Translation.
There is discussion about the reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should know that there are some primary reasons for the Lord's descent and some secondary reasons. Of these, the desire to spread Yuga Dharma from Naam Sankirtan, this is a secondary reason, it's not the primary reason. of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the primary reason for the Lord's descent? Anapita Chirim Chirat Kurunaya Mataro. The primary reasons for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are to taste three unfulfilled desires in respect to the Bhagavad Shrimati Radhika. And the secondary primary reason is to distribute Rag Mar, spontaneous devotion. Therefore, most of his disciples, they think that Srila Swami Maharaj, he came to this world simply to preach the glories of Nam Sankirtan. But Gurudev says, no. The responsibility of spreading Yuga Dharma could have been performed by Mahavishnu. Therefore, saying Swami Maharaj came to this world only to distribute Nam Sankirtan, this is wrong. Gurudev said, one time he said this in an assembly and all became disturbed. They could not understand these words. Therefore, devotees like Srila Swami Maharaj, they distribute Rag Marg through the medium of Nam Sankirtan. But the primary reason of chanting Nam is to distribute spontaneous devotion. And Nam Sankirtan is included within this. It is a secondary cause. Therefore, he came to this world to distribute this Rag Ruga Bhakti. This Rupa Ruga Bhakti, I should say. And out of all his disciples, only one or two could manage. Yeah, but even to this day, they're running around the world only on the secondary cause. They could not understand the real thing that he is distributing. Therefore, Gurudev said, some people criticize me because I'm always discussing topics of Srimati Radhika. But Gurudev said, I'm also preaching. I'm also preached. But I'm especially trying to make sure that the kind of conception of Sivrupa and Sanatana in regards to the glories of Srimati Radhika and the Braja Gopis is not finished.
Srila Parikshit Maharaj.
Srila Parikshit Maharaj.
Apni maa se keh rahe hain.
In this book, he is speaking to his mother.
Jisko Brihat Bhagavatamrit,
which is in quoted in Brihat Bhagavatamrit.
Rasayan kaha gaya hai.
It is known as Rasayan. It is called a Rasayan in this book.
Prayopatangam van munayam dihaga paneshme krishnekshitam taduditam kalabhenuditam arujade drumpajan ruchira pravamam sodvant medhetro ishrisho jigatam dhavacham. Arima,
O mother,
koi gopi ek dusri gopi ko
kahe. Some gopi is saying to another gopi.
Arima,
O mother,
Vrindavan mein jitne bhi pakshi vas karte hain.
All the birds residing in Vrindavan.
Unme adhikansh muni hain.
Most of them are munis.
Rishi muni,
saintly persons.
Dekho jis prakar se Krishna ka darshan ho.
However, we get Krishna's darshan. However, they get Krishna's darshan. They
are
amongst the green leaves of the trees. They are hiding themselves in a way that Krishna, they will be able to see Krishna.
That
no leaf should obstruct them in their view of Krishna. They sit in such a way. And detached from all other topics, all other, they forget to chant, sing, eating, they forget everything. And like munis, they close their eyes, just they hear the flute sound of the enchanting flute sound of Krishna. They don't do anything else. First, about the water entities, water living entities, it is described here that first it was told about the deer, about rivers. The gopis are saying they are very fortunate. We don't have so much auspiciousness in our life. The birds residing on the trees, now they are describing the glories of the birds. which are residing in the trees. They are situated so high up. They are so glorious. Some gopi is saying, O mother, she is saying to her own sakhi, not to Yashoda mother. Yashoda mother is not there. But such astonishing their moods and such blissful they are feeling and speaking, that automatically it just comes from their lips. Oh mother, listen. She is saying with great eagerness that, oh mother, harsh means happiness, vishma, astonished, and out of fear, it happens sometimes like this. Out of bliss they are speaking these words, out of feeling ecstasy. In Vrindavan, the birds that are residing there, pigeon, papiha, nightingale, cuckoo birds, and all the other birds, they don't consider them to be some ordinary birds. They are all totally absorbed in Bhagavad Dharma's great saintly person, always absorbed in Bhagavat Prem. They are even higher than ordinary saintly persons visible in this world. Ordinary saintly persons, they meditate on the Bhagwan, but here they are seeing Krishna directly. They are hearing his flute sound directly. That's why they are more fortunate than those saintly persons. Why they are being addressed as munis, saintly persons? Because they are hearing the flute song of Krishna. Very sweet flute sound of Krishna. That sound which is emanating from Krishna's flute, which the cows also raise their ears and drink through their ears. Whatever grass is in their mouth, they don't swallow, neither do they throw it out of their mouths. The calves also, the milk that they were having in their mouth, now neither it is going out from their mouths, nor they are swallowing it. That flute sound, these birds are hearing. These birds from far away, they are hearing this flute sound, and they leave their nests and come near him. On very high up, they are sitting in their nests, but now they come nearer to him, down below, where Krishna is. Or, according to the arrangement of Krishna, they themselves, that leaves should not obstruct our view of Krishna, they see Krishna in such a way that he is playing this flute sound. That time, all their activities, eating, and they forget all these and just concentrate on having his darshan. Here, Dhruva Bhujan, this Ruchi Prabha, these words have been used on the branches of the trees. Ved Shastra, they are very big trees. It has very many branches. Upanishad is there. Mahabharata. Vedanta. Another so many branches it has. But these munis, where they are sitting, on which branches? On the branch of Bhagavat, of that tree. This is the Bhagavat branch. Absorbed in prem, they are totally absorbed. And that time, something unprecedented or undescribable, they are so absorbed in Krishna's they are remembering Krishna. They are not even speaking. They are just astounded in these moods, and they are just speaking Krishna, thinking Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in Krishna. The way they are having darshan of Krishna, and the lovely sweet sound of their his flute song they are hearing, and reading that tree, what I told you just now, this Veda, tree of Veda, on the which, on its branch, one of its branch they are sitting, not Upanishad, this branch, not Vedant, not this branch, not Yog, those which are worshipping that branch, which is the worship of Bhagavat, Bhagavan, that branch, on that branch they are sitting. These munis, saintly persons, because of being absorbed in Bhagavan, they only accept those activities by which Bhagavan can become pleased. Or those saintly persons who are absorbed in Bhagavan, they are in this forest as birds, they are hearing the flute song. Or saintly persons are not absorbed in Bhagavan, those munis only, which like Shukadev Goswami, Naradji, Parashar Muni, such munis only. So they only, these people I see that they have come as saintly persons and are hearing this flute song. Or according to the Srila Swami's commentary, Atmaram Muni. As birds, they are in this Vrindavan. Some munis, because of Mayavad, they cannot enter this. Some munis, it is described here, prior, generally. Generally, everybody comes only, but Atmaram munis, out of their, not Atmaram, other munis who are absorbed in other activities, than Bhagavad Dharma, they cannot enter this Vrindavan. Rest, everybody enters. Those munis, these, even the bees of this forest, who are hovering over the flowers and they collect honey, and what they are singing, they are chanting Radhe 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 in their bees humming, they are chanting Radhe Radhe. These birds are even superior to those bumblebees. That is why these birds, all munis, these birds, they have left everything by their own desire. They are residing in this forest on the branches of these trees and having darshan of Krishna. Other munis, they are not able to enter, they cannot have darshan of Krishna and hear his flute song. Translation.
Sri Gurudev is continuing his classes from Sri Srinath Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatam Katha. Therefore, the instructions that Sri Prakshit Maharaj gave to his mother that is called Sri Rasayani. Therefore, one yogi is saying to another, O mother, therefore this is a matter of astonishment. Here they are not saying for Madhisoda because she is not there. But this word indicates great astonishment at what they are saying. Therefore, one yogi says to another, O mother, all the birds in Vrindavan are not ordinary birds. In fact, they are great rishis and munis. They are in the trees of Vrindavan having darshan of Krishna. The trees are very green and the birds are sitting inside the tree, but they are sitting inside in such a way that the branches and leaves cannot obstruct their darshan of Krishna. Those birds in ecstasy have given up all their activities of their senses. They are not talking, chirping, or eating. In fact, with eyes closed, they are simply absorbed in hearing the food sound of Sri Krishna. What to speak of the moving entities like the birds, even the trees are most fortunate. They are like an umbrella for Sri Krishna. This scene is so astonishing that gopis have given up their danija, their patience, and are calling each other mother. Therefore, this indicates astonishment. One gopi said to another, O mother, the birds of Raja are not ordinary. They are most expert in Bhagavad Dharma. They are completely absorbed in Bhagavad Prem. Therefore, the birds here are even more fantastic or extraordinary than ordinary rishis. Because normal ordinary rishis have only meditated on the Lord. But these birds are having direct darshan of Sri Krishna. What to speak of the birds? Even the cows and the calves of Rajamandal, hearing the sweet sound of Sri Krishna's flute, they have become stunned. The cows are making their ears like cups and drinking the sweetness of Krishna's Vaidunam. The grass is neither falling from their mouth nor going inside their stomach. And the calves are also so ecstatic, the milk in their mouths is not going inside, nor is it going outside. The birds have given up all their activities and are simply absorbed in the darshan of Krishna and hearing the good sound. Therefore, what is the tree? What is the tree that the birds are sitting on? In Gita described, the Vedas are like a tree. And in this Vedic tree, there are many branches. Some branches are like the Upanishads, the Mahabharata, the Vedanta, different branches describing Yoga Sutra, etc. Therefore, on which branch are the birds sitting on? They are not sitting on any of these other branches. They are only sitting on the branch of Bhagavad Dharma or the Srimad Bhagavatam. And what they are seeing is Abhachaniya, completely indescribable. Thus, the birds are simply absorbed in hearing the sound of Sri Krishna's flute. Sitting on the branch of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the birds are getting that good fortune. They are not interested in sitting on the other branches, like which describe the process of yoga, meditation, charity, and austerities. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is the only Dharma which pleases Sri Krishna. Therefore, of the many, many varieties of different munis and rishis, saintly persons, only those munis who are anurag, completely attracted to the feet of Sri Krishna, only those munis who are devotees, they have become birds in Vrajamandala. All munis are not devotees. Therefore, all munis are not getting the chance to become birds in Vrindavan, only devotees. Which type of rishis? Srila Srila Maharaj says, those rishis who are atmaram, who are self-satisfied, like Sri Sukadeva Goswami, Sri Parasa Rishi, they are having the good fortune to take birth as birds in Vrindavan. Therefore, all munis cannot enter, only the devotees can enter, and the unfortunate rishis and munis, they are outside of Vrindavan. Therefore, the bees are even more fortunate.
The birds are even more fortunate than the bees. Yes.
The bees are moving around flower to flower and they are humming. What are they humming? Radhe, Radhe. Therefore, the birds have left everything, all other material activities, and by their own desire, they have entered Vrindavan for having darshan of Krishna. Only the devotees can come to us and see Krishna this way, not any ordinary Rishi or Muni.
ये वन में विचरण करने वाली हिरणियां नीच योनि में
They are born in lower species of
life,
like animals, they have been born as animals. Although they are not intelligent, still they are so fortunate. Because they, hearing the song of Krishna, along with their husbands, they come near the very attractively dressed Krishna, and with their eyes, with their eyes full of love, they worship Krishna. Some of the gopis, piercing through the eyes, vision of love, the doors of the forest, they are so fearless, they are so afraid of humans, but here they are so fearless, coming near Krishna. Gopis are saying, oh Sakis, we are so unfortunate and poor. Who is more unfortunate than us?
क्योंकि इस वृंदावन में जो
हरणियां
हैं वही यथार्थ में उनका जीवन सार्थक
है लाइफ इज सक्सेसफुल
हमारे लिए ऐसा सौभाग्य प्राप्त करना
टू अचीव सच फॉर्चून इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट
ये हिरणियां विवेक नहीं रहने पर भी बुद्धि नहीं रहने पर भी
They don't have an intelligence.
But
they are hearing the flute song of Krishna and come running towards Krishna. How do they go? Along with their husbands. Fearlessly they are going. As if they are saying, I am also with you.
And
they go near him, they worship Krishna. How do they worship him?
Gopis
are thinking like us, the way we are worshipping like that, they are also worshipping.
Krishna,
they see from a distance with their eyes, with their vision full of love, the gopis offer him aarti.
And
these doors also, they say,
Krishna ki apni प्रणय की दृष्टि से
टू द
पार्थिव भाव से
टू द ग्लांस ऑफ द
कृष्ण का ये
इन पार्थिव भाव दे हैविंग दर्शन ऑफ कृष्ण ये
हिरण्या पशु
दीस डोज दीस एनिमल्स
जाती हैं और स्वभाव से विवेक शून्य
हैं तथापि Naturally, unintelligent, but still,
they are
not devoid of Krishna's seva, and we are so unfortunate. Although we hear his good song, we can't go near him. Out of fear of our relatives, our neighbors, our husbands who are against Krishna, who will forbid us going to Krishna.
Oh, ये देखो तो
Oh-ho.
इनके पास में तो पूजा करने के लिए फूल नहीं
पानी नहीं कुछ नहीं they have water to offer to him
किंतु कैसे
but how they are worshipping
पढ़े की दृष्टि से
through the vision of love through the glance of love
भी वहां पर है
They are saying
they
don't have any paraphernalia to worship Krishna, but the highest paraphernalia that the highest offering that they have, this, their sight, this, their glass.
And
also, they are saying,
how are their husbands?
Our husbands Doors of the forest are very fortunate. Now keep walking towards Krishna's song. Then Krishna is decorated with the peacock mala and Kunja mala and the forest flower garland. And very astonishing his dress and his inhabitation of all this. They look at him like their husband is very near. They are not looking at their husband, they are looking at Krishna. What is their meaning? In essence, they are saying that this is that their bhav is Paraki also. These doors, who are wandering in the forest, maybe they are unintelligent.
But
the way they are worshipping Krishna through their very loving glance, we are so unfortunate compared to them. We
and
this about very higher human birth and even higher this in Krishna's dynasty, the gopis, we are so near him, but still we are not that fortunate as these those have.
That is why
we want that let us also and may also we get the chance to go and hear Krishna's flute song. This is our only prayer, that we may go with our husbands to have darshan of Sri Krishna. This is our only prayer.
The gopis continued, Dhanasamuri, O Sakhi, just see the deer that live in the forest, the lady deers. They are most fortunate, even though they are animals and have taken a long birth. And after the event sunya, they have no discrimination or no intelligence. Still, they are most fortunate, because hearing the sound of Sri Krishna's flute and seeing his mind-enchanting dress, they are running towards Krishna with their husbands. They were the gopis with their eyes of devotion, bhav netra. They are seeing that the animals, which are usually afraid of humans, but they are not afraid of Krishna, they are running near to him. Therefore, those deer are most fortunate and we are most unfortunate. The gopis are thinking it would be very difficult for us to get that fortune of running towards Krishna openly. Even though these animals have no discrimination or no intelligence, just see how they run towards Krishna with their husbands. And who are their husbands? Their husbands are Krishna Sar. Their husbands have accepted Krishna as the essence of everything. Therefore, they have no fear of their husbands or of Krishna. They are going very close to Krishna to worship him. And how are they worshipping him? The gopis are thinking, the deer are worshipping Krishna like us. Because even though their husband deers are right near them, they are not looking at their husband deers, but they are absorbed in looking towards Krishna, and they are worshipping him by glance. Therefore, the gopis are thinking that they are also worshipping in Paramahamsa or Paraki above. These deer are stupid and animals, but still, they are not cheated of Krishna's service. But we are cheated. We cannot go near Krishna like the deer, because we are afraid of the criticism and punishment of our superiors. And what to speak of that? The deer are going with their own husband. The deer have not taken any paraphernalia for worship. Neither they have waters, nor incense, nor flowers. But they are performing the topmost aarti. They are performing aarti of Krishna by their loving glances. Their husbands are called Krishna Sar. The deer husbands accept Krishna as the essence of everything, but our husbands are completely the opposite. Our husbands are opposed to Sri Krishna. If they even hear us talking like this, they may beat us or throw us in the home forever. Therefore, those deer are most fortunate because their husbands are not impeding them and they are running towards Krishna. How is Krishna dressed? Most astonishingly, in the Manohar Vesh, with a mind-enchanting dress, decorated with earrings, puja berries, flower garlands. They're looking towards Krishna. The deer are not looking towards their husband. Therefore, the deer are also in Parikya Bhav, the gopis are thinking. Therefore, the deer, even though they live in the forest and have no discrimination, they are performing aarti by their glance. And the gopis are thinking, but we are most unfortunate, even though we have the good fortune of a human body. And more than that, we are in the same caste as Krishna, Gopi Jati. Still, we cannot get the fortune of the deer. The gopis are hoping, if our good fortune may increase, we can take our next earth as deer, and then we can run to Krishna in the forest.
These words spoken by the gopis, these moods expressed by the gopis in these words, there is another meaning to all this. Those persons who want to perform bhajan, just like the gopis, what service can the does provide to Krishna? The way they are casting their loving glance, the does cannot give that loving glance. But whatever they have relationship with Krishna, they think that now they are much, much more superior to us. This is the nature of prayer. Srimati Radhika ji is saying that, oh, I don't even have a hint of love towards Krishna. This Govardhan, the aborigine ladies, they are much more fortunate than us. These kumkum on the from Krishna's feet, which is on the grass, they are decorating their body limbs and pacify their lust for Krishna. We are so unfortunate. Where was this kumkum actually? It was in the feet of, it was on the breasts of gopis. But they forget all this. That is why the way they are feeling separation of Krishna, such sadhak who have come or who are performing Bhagavad Bhajan, they are not able to get Krishna's darshan. I don't have a hint of a trace of bhakti towards Krishna. All the time I am always in bodily consciousness, always I am absorbed in maintaining my body. Fie on me, I don't have any such bhakti. I am so unfortunate. They cry of their misfortune, for their misfortune. They express, they experience distress of their misfortune. If suppose somebody doesn't have this separation mood in his chanting, then must consider that person is unfortunate. He, although he may stay in saintly association, sadhu sang, even still I have not achieved this stage that I may lament in separation of Krishna. My life is, in one way, my life is unsuccessful. Very unfortunate I am. Although staying with Vaishnavas regularly, we are hearing Harikatha, serving them. If you still develop desire to get married and remain in this world, it is better for him to die. It is better that he should die, such a person. But such desires that, oh, I will live in household life, I will have sons, oh, I will enjoy this life, material life, such moods, this will come only because of two reasons. One, either he has criticized Vaishnavas. If he is criticizing some Vaishnavas, some person, because of a result of this criticizing the devotees, he will get this desire in his heart. Or that is why, do not see any faults in Vaishnava. Stay far away from such mentality. Always you should decorate your body, your life with their instructions. The essence of this life is, we have lived in this household life, and we have not been able to become happy. Then again I will get married in this life, then you will become happy. Oh fool, you cannot, you will understand, you cannot become successful, happy in this life. You were suppose a donkey and a she-ass, then also, or like bitch and a dog, or a pig or a she-pig, you would have give birth when you were 16. If you have 3 or 4 daughters, suppose, then what will happen? You will spend all your life just collecting enough to get them married. Remain in saintly association. Take these instructions as your life and soul. While chanting Krishna bhajan, you should feel separation that, oh, I am not able to have darshan of Krishna. I don't have a trace of Krishna bhakti in me. You should experience, realize this separation vira. Then there is any, then your life is successful in hearing this Harikatha. Translation.
So the gopis are in their houses, which are like a prison. And they are thinking. Actually, the gopis are more than us. The gopis, the deer are more than us. The gopis are thinking. But actually, what seva can a deer do? Then the gopis, their prem has reached such a state, they are manifesting this type of humility. Even the deer are more than us. And that is manifested to the topmost extent in Srimati Rani Ramakandosa. She said, I do not have even a faint whiff of prem, no fragrance of prem in me. Thus the gopis are saying, oh, the Palindi, the aboriginal ladies who move in the forest, seeing the kumkums from the feet of Krishna stained on the grass, they are rubbing that kumkum on their bodies, and the heat of lust is dispelled. The gopis are glorifying the Palindi ladies, but factually they are forgetting that kumkum came from where? The kumkum came from their own bodies. Therefore, they are experiencing this type of separation from Krishna. Therefore, as sadhaks, as practitioners, we should lament. Alas, we have no darshan of Krishna. Still, we are absorbed in the idea that I am this body, and most of our activities are simply for bodily happiness. Until we realize this misery, that we have not achieved bhakti, if these feelings of separation from Krishna do not arise, if there is no viraha for Krishna, then our life is completely useless. Therefore, how unfortunate we are. We are always in Vaishnava Seva, annoyed here in Harikatha, but still in the hearts of some people has arisen the desire, I will marry. Therefore, it's better for such a person to commit suicide and die. Because despite hearing so much Harikatha, still I think, by marrying and having children, I will be happy. How can such a desire arise in their heart? Must be that person has criticized the Vaishnava. The fruit of life, the goal of life, is not to marry and have children. We have done that in so many thousands and thousands of previous births. As pigs, as donkeys, as animals, we have married and had so many children. Therefore, that person who thinks by marriage I'll be happy, that person is a complete idiot. Therefore, by Vaishnava Sangha, if we are hearing this Harikatha, and this one drop of this separation from Krishna comes, then this is the real fruit of Vaishnava Sangha and hearing Krishna Katha.
Tomorrow we will go to Kamyavan, and there
Charan Pahari
and
Bhojan Thali और कामेश्वर महादेव
वृंदा देवी राधा गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन
और
एंड
भौमासुर की गुहा
दी केव ऑफ भौमासुर
विमला कुंड
एक्सेट्रा वी विल हैव दर्शन ऑफ ऑल दीज प्लेसेस फर्स्ट वी विल
चार चार पांच पांच दिन रहते थे
वी यूज्ड टू स्टे देयर फोर फाइव डेज इन द टाइम्स ऑफ माय गुरु महाराज इवन इन योर टाइम्स माधव महाराज एंड अदर डिवोटीज आर स्पीकिंग
और रह करके
स्टेइंग देयर वी वर
उसकी परिक्रमा करते
परफॉर्मिंग परिक्रमा ऑफ दीज प्लेसेस सो मेनी प्लेसेस आर देयर टू बी विजिटेड It is only possible in Vrindavan. It's not possible. Every time the pilgrimage that goes there, they stay there, perform parikrama in these places and discover so many new places. It is, the name is Kamyavan. Kamyavan means which fulfills the desires of whatever desire one may have. All those desires are fulfilled. Which who is fulfilling? Or Kam. Kam means lust.
Prem.
Which that very rare prem which provides the prem of Krishna. And Kameshwar Mahadev is also present there. He is also quite capable in this, that fulfilling all desire. The Pandavas remained in these places. There are five ponds.
Dharmakund,
Dharmaraj Maharaj, Yudhishthir, he had dialogue with Dharma. And there are so many Vimalkund, so many places. There is also such wonderful, astonishing histories of these places. Rameshwar Kund nearby. Rameshwar Mahadev is a Nag Kund.
Lukluki Kund.
So many pastime places. You, Karan Pahari, you will be able to visit some prime places amongst all these places.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow we'll go to Kamavan. In Kamavan, one place is Bhajan Thali. Why Krishna is to go for cow grazing? Along with us, millions of sakhas. They used to give so many things and put together. And they put it in Krishna, they used to feed Krishna and Krishna used to feed them. Same thing, he used to do same thing. Whenever he used to go to Gurudeva, nowadays we are doing the same thing. We are taking some fruits, some biscuits, some sweets.
Pepsi, and all
So whoever like, they can take some fruits or chips. Some biscuits, some chips can take and offer there. Chalo Kamavan jaiye, aap log saath mein aur mithai, cookies ye sab jo apna hai, aap mile jayenge bol lagane ke liye. Kal ka main Kamavan jaago, apna sab log kichu kichu jinis biscuits
অন্নকূটের বাহানা করেছেন কিন্তু এখনো পর্যন্ত আছেন আমার মনে হয় তার শেষ পর্যন্ত থাকবেন তোর ফাঁকি দিতে চান এটা ঠিক নয় পুরো বছর ফাঁকি দিবেন ফাঁকে পড়বেন এই জন্য যদি